The thought to say, Sakatata Kaminach, Chatis. Samurai answers no. Samurai answers, Hura Dizakasha Nula. Samurai says no. Again, from this mission alone, I would not know Ula's din. Because, oh, without Ula, I would have thought to say like this. Sakatata Kaminach, I would have thought to say, I would have Gimel here. That Sakatata Kaminach, I would have thought to say, Chatis, Hulu Lakapora Kasia, Lebedila Minom. A chatis, even though it died, but since the chatis is so important to people, it comes for a kapora for you, for chet you did, you don't stay away from it. So therefore the Rabbanah had to make a gzeira to make an istamili run even after it's mace. But other kochim, shemesu, hoyo v'lav l'kapora kosi, yadika not for kapora, a korban oilo, mainly b'dilu, but people do stay away from it. For less than the Rabbanah doesn't have to make an istamili. Kamashmon, even so, still the Rabbanah made an istamili. That's the Kiddush of Ulus, so the kids, so we need Ulus Kiddush. All right, we'll stop here.
Wait till the end of the tape and then turn over on the other side. We'll do the next blot. So therefore, even though the Chatis Shemesa, Chatis died, still people do not stay away from it. So therefore, I would understand why the Rabbanim had to make an Issa Milum with the Rabbanim to stay away from it. But I still need Ulus Alochem, because I would have thought to say I have a Kiddushim, but by regular Kiddushim, since regular kachim, that's like an oila, does not come without for a kapor, it comes for a berin, for a present. So I would have thought to say that bedilim in hain, that now that the kachim died, for sure people stay away from it, and the less bumila, maybe with rabbanan, you do not have to put an istamila on it. Anyway, people will not go to have a norm from the kachim shemes. Now this kamash milam, that's why still I need all this list to teach milam, that there's still a chiddush here, but a regular kachim shemesu, there's also the lock that you still have an yisra milam, even after me seeing the sabbath with the kachi Hashem, there's no milam with the rice of the chiddush is, with the rabbanim, that was still an yisra milam. So I think more is the question, v'chat is shemesu, mi yisba milam, is it true what we're saying? That a korban chat is when it's meis. Even after it's may still there's an Issamila on it, you can't have enough from it. Midrabbanan, Vietnam, we learned like this. Chatoyes Hamesis. Those are the five special alokas by Korban Chatis. That's Mesa. The five Chatos is Nishchapur Bailom, or Ovdav, Nishchapur Biacham, or Ovashnosai, or Tamuras Chatis, Vlad Chatis. The five Chatos that the Lokhur is supposed to be Mesa. So it says over there, or else Umoyas Ahokas Diyam HaMelech, in the case we have money also, the din is not to have enough from it, so it has to go Diyam HaMelech Umoyas of Hegdish. So Ahokas it says, Leinenin V'Loi Merlin, that you're not allowed to have enough from these things Midrabbanim, but V'Loi Merlin, there's not even an Issamila Midrabbanim. It says Mash Makrili, even by a Chatis Shemes, there's no Issamila, not even Midrabbanim. So Tekash, in the Mishnah before we were Medayik, that it says that by the Chatis, but it's Mesa, it says, Kibun Shnema, but Koshu, more, there isn't a Samila. So we're just hearing the Mishnah Yisin. But after a Chatis, a Korban Chatis is Mesa, is there an Issamila or not, Midi Rabbanim? So Mer says, yes, I'm Yatei like this. Chatis HaMesois, these five special Chatois, the Dizin is even when they're alive, a Chatis HaMesa Balea, or Shinis Chapa Balea, the din is you have to let the animal die. Is so since Mechayim, the din is it has to die. The svar is bedilim adayin. People stay away from it, and therefore there's no reason why the rabbanon have to make an istamila after its mace. But lafuki comes to exclude heichod the Mechayim loy bedilim adayin, a regular korban chatis that when it was alive, people thought about it and they wanted to have the kapor from it, so they did not stay away from it. So now even after its mace, there's a swear to say that the Rabbanu made an istamila. So if it's not a steer in the two Mishnayasin, a regular chatis shemesa the din is, it has an istamila on it. Only these chamish chatoyas shemesois, here there's a special halacha that it does not need, since it's lami sozla, it does not have to have an istamila, even with the Rabbanu. Now they must ask the question, Eisvei Rab Yosef LeRabbam. Rab Yosef is the Kashat Rab. Again, Rabbah was the one that said the Nau Mishnah, Tifsul Nau Mishnah, where the Shechita, the Kabbalah was done with Dorim, the Lachar is a Molu Yerdu. That even with the Yerdu, if the boss was put on top of the Mizbeach, the Din is Yerdu. So Rab Yosef was the one that said no, Imolu Le Yerdu. So Rab Yosef is the question, now back to Rabbah. Chodo nigu chodo, vechodo nigu chodo. He asked a question from one Mishnah to another Mishnah, and another Mishnah from another Mishnah. We'll soon see, if learning all these three Mishnahism, then we'll have a kasha on Rabbah. What's the pshat? Like this. It says in the Mishnah Zvachim, it says, vechulon ein mitamim begodim abeis abliyah, omeilam behem. And all these psulim that we'll soon talk about, that means in the case, let's say, we have a chatisayf, that its zrik is supposed to be done on lamata from the chutasikra, on the bottom here of the mizbeach. And instead, let's say you made the zrik on the top here of the mizbeach, or by a chatis, or a oilasayf. On the oilasayf is the opposite way around. The zrik is supposed to be on the top part of the mizbeach, so let's say you put it on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So lamaisa, the oilas, or the chatis is possible. But still it says, even though you made a malikum, ein mitamim begodim abeis abliyam, if you eat it, you did not mitam yourself abeis abliyam. The loch is by an oif, shemeis, and the veil of an oif, it has no tum if you touch it, but when you eat a kezayis of it, when you swallow it down the beis abliyam, it's mitamiyum. See, if you eat from this kutch and this oifis, even though the oifis absulim, for the mice you made a malika on a korban, it's yotzimidei novela, it's not called a novela, it has no tumas novela on it. And who adinu meilim them? If you have anof from these birds, even after you made the zrika in the wrong place at the pasul, still it has a nisimila. Mila still applies. Chutz excluding, mechate soif, shosulamata. You would take a regular chatasayf and you do it mamish kimitzvasa the way you're supposed to. That you make the zrika lamata, the way you're supposed to, you make the malika the way you're supposed to, you do it the shem chatas. So then the pshat is, since it's chale heter now that the kahanim are allowed to eat from the basar of this ola saif, they can eat from the meat of it, therefore it's yotzimidei mila, there's no isamila. Once the kohen is allowed to eat from it, so pshit, there's no more isamila on it. Now, Uktani Elavai learned about this, that kol the pshat is that kol shehoi yipsul levakodesh ein matana begodim abeis abliyam. Any time the psul happened in the Beis Hamikdash, we'll soon see what that means, any psul of a korban that first takes place in the Beis Hamikdash, so then, even though the korban is pasul, but still ein matana begodim abeis abliyam. Although, even though the oif is possible, for the mice you made a malika, and the malika is yotzimadei nevela, it's not called that a bird died by itself, but died through a malika, therefore the hechsher to life that has the tumas nevela. But the any time the psul was not in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather the psul happened before, we'll soon see what the case is, then, let's say like it was, had a balmum before, and then you amakdish it, so it's never chalak dushas aguf on it altogether. And then if you made a malika on it, since the din of this life is not to have a malika, but to have a shchitam, so if you make a malika, that's considered like an avela. So then the loch is, metame begodim abeis abluya. True, if someone would eat that basam, that's called a regular nevela now, and you'll have tumas nevela on you, you'll have a tumah of beis abluya. Now, Tony, it says on that also, the Mishnah explained, kol shehoi psulim b'kodesh, any time on those psulim we're talking about now, that all those psulim we had, a psulim b'kodesh means from the first Mishnah, where the zrika, or the hazor, of the chatesayf, was done, the maladon in the wrong place, so that's called the psulim b'kodesh, it says clearly, imolu lo yerdu, that if the b'dievet, after you made the hazor in the wrong place, so even though the chatas life is possible, still if you put the emurim of it now on the mizbeach, it'd be kosher. Or the oilas life, that's the oilas life, the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. If you make the oilas life, you make the hazor, lamata michuta sikra, so it's a posla oilas life, but still the maisha, but the evidence, if it's put on top of the mizbeach, the din will be as lo yerdu. Is so to yuftu the rabbah, to yuftu, take a kash on rabbah. So rabbah says, now mishnah, there's things, the first avoid the shechita was done b'dorim, or why didn't the Kabbalah was done b'dorim? Since that's the beginning of the avoidus, that makes it so possible that even b'dievet it was put on the mizbeach v'dam, the basar. It's yerdu, and over here we see not that here we see these are also psulim akodesh. The what? That the first avoidah, the hazor or the malika was done in the wrong place instead of being done lamala, it was done lamato. So called the first avodah was done with psul, but still the Maisa, since an Avodah was done to the Yoif, the Malik was done to the Yoif, it has enough Kedusha on it that Imanu lo yerdu. So that's a kasha on Rabbah, that not like Rabbah learned in our Mishnah, the Rabbah learned in the Psalm of our Mishnah, the din would be Midirayis, the Imanu would be yerdu. So if it's a Tiyufta on Rabbah, here it's mashma, any time the psul happened in the Beis Hamikdash, or the korban was at one point kosher, and now b'shas you're doing any one of the dalar avodas, you make it possible right now. So therefore, the din is b'diavad emolu lo yerdu. Tadimor says, v'od the pligi bo rabbi v'rab yosef, that that we said before in the psulim of our Mishnah, where you made the shchita of the Kodesh Kadoshim Bedorim, or the Kabbalah Bedorim, that Rabbi said, Imolu would be Yerdu. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, Imolu la Yerdu. That machlok is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Shino, Pshitla l'Rablaza. To Rablaza was pushed in, one way or the other way. But he did not have that doubt. What's the proof? Because the Yom Rablaza, Rablaza says, Oilas, Bomis Yochid, let's say you are Makdish a Korban Eloh, to bring on a Bamas Yochid, Bizman the Heter Abamas, you not have the Beis Hamikdash, you not have the Mishkan, or Bim Kaimai, so therefore there was the Heter Abamas. So if you set aside a Korban to bring a Korban Eloh on a Bamas Yochid, the locker is by a Bamas Yochid, there's no Din Sofen, you do not have to make the Shechita on Sofen side, there's no Psal Yotzei, so that's the locker is Bamas Yochid. What happened was now, Sheikh Nislefnim, you brought it inside, I mean you brought it to the Mizbeach of the Tzibur. You brought it to be brought Lakabi Mizbeach, that's called the Bamas Tzibur. If you mark it on the Bamas Tzibur, then the Loch was yes, it's starting Sofen, and then you have a Psul Yotzei. So that's going to be the Chathila, you will mark this Tzibahema to be brought on the Bamas Yochid, when you had a right to. And then instead of bringing it on the Bamas Yochid, you brought it into the Bamas Tzibur, which you could do that, you could allow it to. You'll have to do that also. So Moses says the law.